Good morning, church. Let's rise and sing with me, please. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Amen, church. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. Happy Father's Day to those of you who are fathers and those of you who act like fathers, which is all of you guys. And Trevor, happy Father's Day right now. My goodness. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden he prayed, not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Amen. Y'all may be seated. I had a very interesting weekend. My kids were in Texas for about 2 weeks of spending time with my family and my wife's family, Sarah's family. And so I missed the last two weekends, and I heard the singing was a lot better than it will be today, which is great. However, it's always fun to have those trips that are purposeful, and there's just one purpose. So when I first took them to Texas, I had a purpose. I had a meeting to go to. It was kind of on work. And then the second trip was purpose-filled, meaning there was just one purpose, to fly to Texas Friday night, pick them up Saturday, and fly them back Saturday. So I literally got there and did nothing. You know, I watched some TV and had nothing. But it's always good to have a purpose in mind whenever we're moving through life. Whenever we're here at church, have a purpose to have a goal set, to have your heart in the worship, have your heart available for God to take hold and to spill out onto others. If y'all don't mind praying with me. Dear Lord, please bless this worship. Let it be purpose-filled and purpose-driven. Let us be your conduits for your love and your grace and your mercy. Thank you for that love that has given us the ability to be here on this Sunday morning and to be present with others. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days, because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river, I'll fight life's fight, no war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. All my heart to Him I give, ever to Him I'll cling. Is His blessing, presence live, ever His praises sing. Love so mighty and so true, merits my soul's best song. Faithful, loving service to Him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows His will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Song for Communion. Jesus is Lord, my Redeemer. How He loves me, how I love Him. He is risen, He is coming. Lord, come quickly. Alleluia. Precious is He, He that cometh. I will love Him, I will serve Him. When He comes with shouts of glory, I will join Him. Alleluia. He still loves me the sinner. What a sorrow if I lost Him. But He owns me the sinner. Praise our Jesus. Alleluia. 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 Amen.
Good morning. Now we've come to the point in our service where it's time for us to focus our minds on the Lord's Supper. For I received from you, from the Lord, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." You know, I think all of us here we've heard the scripture, we've heard these instructions many times, right? We come here every single week, we hear that, we think about it, we take the emblems, kind of go through the motions and do what we have to do. But you know, growing up as a kid, I always knew that this point in the service would come and that this was going to be a part of the day, and you know, we were going to take the bread, we were going to take the cup, and we were going to do these things and take these emblems. But you know, I don't know if I ever really knew a deeper reason as to why we were doing it. You know, if I could take my mind off of my Power Rangers and coloring books at the time to really think about something deeper, right? But growing up, you know, I don't know if I ever, whenever I was real little, thought about it too much. I know it was something that we did, but I don't know if I really truly knew the reason. So if you're out there, maybe to the younger generation, you're thinking about this, you're seeing everybody take these emblems, and you're wondering why we're doing it, here's why we do it. Lord's Supper gives us an opportunity every single week to think about the sacrifice that was given for us by Jesus on the cross when he died for the forgiveness of our sins, and of all the of God's children across time, all the ones that came before us, all the ones that come after us, and every single one of us here in this building today. How great and how wonderful is that, that we can receive the grace and mercy of God. He gives us an opportunity, and more of an opportunity, that in spite of the sins that we commit as people, in spite of the things that we do in this world, when we come together and we do these things and we remember him and the sacrifice that he made for us, he gives us that opportunity that we can one day have a home with him and with God in heaven. And that should be the greatest thing that we can ever imagine. So I would encourage everybody here, if you're partaking, if you're young enough not to, and you're just thinking about it, and you're looking around, think about that sacrifice that was given and be grateful, truly, truly be grateful, because without that, we would not have the opportunity that we do to find that home in heaven one day. So with these things in mind, before we get going, if you are not familiar with these new aged modern communion cups, there's a small film on the top. You peel that back for the bread. And then after that, we'll partake of the cup. There's a tab, you pull that back, and you can partake of that at that time. Before we get to that, if you'll give thanks for the bread with me. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us to come together to worship you. We thank you for that, but we also thank you for all the wonderful blessings that you've bestowed upon us throughout our entire lifetimes. As we come to you now, we ask you to bless this bread that represents your son's broken body on the cross and help us to partake of it in a manner that is pleasing to you, that we may honor the sacrifice that he made for us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And likewise, if you'll join me in giving thanks for the cup. Lord, we come to you again, giving thanks for these emblems that serve as a reminder for the great sacrifice that was made for us. We ask you to help us partake of this cup that represents your son's blood in a worthy manner in your sight today, so that we remember Jesus in all the days to come until we find a home in heaven with him and with you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, separate and apart from the Lord's Supper, at this time, it's a good time for us to think about giving back. You know, the church and what we do here in the community, it has to continue. We have to continue the work that we're doing in the community, and we need resources to do that. So now, while we're not passing around, I don't believe a communion basket because of COVID, there is a basket in the back. As you go or as you come, and also I believe that you can donate online now as well. But if you will, if we can give a prayer for that, if you'll join me, please. Lord, we come to you now asking for your blessing and to bless this church and its leadership as it helps to carry out your word here in the community. Lord, we ask that you help us to give back graciously, as we know that you love the cheerful giver, but Lord, we ask that you also help us to carry that same mentality out beyond these walls as we go our separate ways back into this world this week. Help to put us in a position to be a tool for you and to help those souls that need it and to help us bring them home to you. You know, we thank you again for all the blessings that you've bestowed upon us, and we ask you to forgive us of our sins and the ones that you know that we commit. But help us to prepare our minds today also to receive Stephen's lesson, and at the end, protect us as we leave here until we can come and be together again. We thank you. We thank you for all the blessings again. And we ask all of this in your son's name. Amen.
All right, kiddos. It's now time for you to go enjoy your own special worship time. Let's do Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes.
And George, it was Pokemon cards for me, so I don't know.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise.
Y'all may stand.
Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Stay standing.
All right, good morning, church. While you're still working on getting seated, I've got a present for all of you this morning. It is Father's Day, so I thought I would entertain you with a few dad jokes. All right. So while you're being seated, what would the Terminator be called after his retirement? The ex-Terminator. Why do so many couples go to the gym? Because they want their relationships to work out. Did you hear about the kidnapping at school? It's okay, he woke up. Why did the man fall down the well? Because he couldn't see that well. What do you call a toothless bear? A gummy bear. If a child refuses to take a nap, are they guilty of resisting arrest? That one took a little bit. You're welcome to boo. These are dad jokes. You're lucky it's Father's Day, because every other day of the week it's just preacher jokes, and those aren't much better. So. But see, that's just the thing. Sundays are always a little bit sad, but the day before is a Saturday. All right. I feel like I should give you all one more. I know you want it. When does a joke become a dad joke? When it becomes a parent. All right. You are welcome. That is my gift to all of you. I tell you, there's just nothing better than a good dad joke. We're here to celebrate the Lord's Day, but we're also here to celebrate our fathers, and want to wish a happy Father's Day to all of our dads out there this morning. Before we get started, I want to open with a prayer, and then we're going to do things very differently because basically I had a sermon prepared for you. I just scrolled through it. You all weren't paying any attention, so you missed it completely. It was a great sermon. Luke chapter 15, prodigal son, this great father, and about what it means to be a great father and having the great father that we have in God. And I was going to tell you all about that, but you know that. And so if it's all right with you, I'm just going to stand down here because we're not going to have a slide. I've just got something that I want to talk about this morning that's kind of become come to my attention this morning, so we're going to take some time to talk about that together if that's all right with you. But before we do that, let's just pray together. Holy Father, it is good to call you Father, to know that you have compassion on us, that you long for us to be your children, and that you call us your children. Father, we praise you for the forgiveness that we have in you, for the love that we know through you. Father, we thank you for the example that you give us, for the way that you embrace us and show compassion on us. Father, thank you for making us your children. We love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, just kind of want to talk about a couple things this morning. By the way, we are still doing our stuffed animal drive. I'm just kind of curious if you want to volunteer this information. Who brought the giraffe? Anybody know? All right, we got the McNeely family. They win the prize today. There's no prize, but if there were one, you would win it. Macy came in this morning and she saw the giraffe sitting there. And she looked at it, and she picked it up, and she kind of gave it a hug, and she said, "Ooh, I want that." Because Macy's favorite animal is a giraffe. It's always been a giraffe. I think it's because we've just got tons of giraffe stuff around our house, because my mom's favorite animal was a giraffe. So much so that my mom believed that giraffes were the biggest fashion statement ever. And so she would have earrings of giraffes and shirts with giraffes. And I think she even had some giraffe-printed pants at times. And she passed that love along to our children. And now Macy, I mean, Mom collected giraffes. I couldn't tell you how many giraffes we had in the house. We had one stuffed animal that's about, as a matter of fact, it's still in Dad's basement. It's about as tall as I am, and it's a giraffe. And so we just have, you know, giraffes all around our house. We've gone to the zoo, and I've told you all about our zoo trips, and we would go and we would wait in line so that we could feed the giraffes. And so Macy walked in this morning. She sees her favorite stuffed animal there. She picks it up, and she gives it a squeeze, and she says, I want it, because she loves giraffes. And I told her, I said, no, you can't have that. Those are for some other kids. Besides, you've got like 20 giraffes yourself at home. And yeah, that is just the truth that I am aware of, is that Macy has maybe about 20 giraffes at home. And that is a wonderful thing. You know, when I was growing up and thinking about, and we would celebrate Mother's Day and we would celebrate Father's Day, I would always kind of see it as this day that we get to go and we get to recognize our parents and celebrate them. And so for Father's Day, months ahead of time, Mom would take us out and we would go shopping and we would pick out the greatest gifts for Dad. And for Mother's Day, months or the Saturday before Mother's Day, Dad would take us out and we would pick out the greatest gift that were left on the shelf for Mom. And we always use these as a day to celebrate and to think about our parents. But then something changed about almost 8 years ago now. Father's Day became something that I celebrated not as just simply a kid celebrating my father, but Father's Day became a day that I celebrated as a father. And you, when you begin to celebrate this day yourself, you begin to not just think about your own dad and celebrate fathers, but it's a day also to kind of reflect on what you are called to be as a parent. And for me, it's a day to reflect upon what I'm called to be as a father. And I'm reminded of how I've been trained to be a father by my own father. And I'm reminded of the words in the Bible that teach us about how to be good parents and good fathers. As fathers, we are called to protect our children, to look after our children, to raise our children the way that they should be raised. And I tell you all of that because we've been doing our stuffed animal drive. And Erica was telling me a story this morning. I'll tell you a little bit more about our stuffed animal drive. We are collecting stuffed animals to be given to the counseling center at Women's and Children's Hospital to be given to children who are going through the counseling stages there at the hospital. And as they graduate, as a symbol of their accomplishment, a symbol of their hope, they're given a stuffed animal. And it is. It's just simply a sign of hope for these children that, quite honestly, don't have much more. And the way we found out about it was we had our neighbors a few months back moved away, and new neighbors moved in, and we met him, and it turns out he worked there, and he was just telling me about what he was doing. I said, well, you know, I'm a preacher down in that area. I said, what can we do as a church to help you all out? And he said, well, I'll tell you what. We have all sorts of children come through, and I've told you all the number before. I can't remember. Is it 500 is what he said? Is 600? 600 children they see per year that are going through this program. And he said, we've got 600 children at least that we're planning on seeing this year, and we've got one stuffed animal left to give out. And he said, do you think you all could collect some stuffed animals? And I said, yeah, well, I think we can do that. And I counted, we've got 17 back there that we've got to deliver. That brings us up to 90 that we have collected now as a congregation to give there. I'll tell you, just to give them some credit as well, I reached out to Dollar General. My brother works at the main headquarters of Dollar General, and he put me in touch with somebody in their community outreach department, and they sent us $200 worth of gift cards to Dollar General. And so we cleaned out two of the local Dollar Generals and bought 44 stuffed animals from Dollar Generals. And so we've had, you know, now 90 stuffed animals to give to this company or to this organization where they're bringing children through. But I want to tell you the story that Erica shared with me this morning. The other day she was outside with the kids, and Joe, our neighbor, stepped out, and he was talking to her. He said, I'm going to tell you about one of those stuffed animals. This is one of the stuffed animals that somebody here has given. He said, I want to tell you about one of those stuffed animals. The other morning, he was working with a child. This child has been pulled from her home. It's just a tragic situation. He didn't even tell us about the situation. He just told us it's a tragic situation. And he's told us before that the things that these children that they're seeing are going through are just far worse than probably any of us can even imagine. And he said this child has been removed from her home. He didn't even say anything about the father because the father's just not even in the picture. Had been removed from the mother, but the mother was not being cooperative. It was making it even worse on this child, to the point that when this child was removed, the mother wouldn't let her take anything with her. That child just had to leave everything that she knew, everything that she owned behind. And he was counseling with this girl, and it came time for her to receive her stuffed animal. And she looked over all the stuffed animals that you all have given, and she saw one stuffed animal that looked exactly like a stuffed animal that she used to have in her own room. She picked it up and she began to cry, because this stuffed animal that you all have given was a symbol of hope to her. The only hope that she has right now. And I think about that. I think about that, and I think about my responsibility as a dad to protect my child, to love my child. And I think about this child that may not have a single giraffe. Macy has like 20. And I want that child to have a giraffe. I want that child to have more. The fact of the matter is, we as parents are called to be more. We as parents are called to protect our children. In Genesis chapter 21, I pointed to this passage back at Mother's Day, actually. Genesis chapter 21, Abraham and Hagar have a child, Ishmael. Abraham and Sarah have a child, Isaac. And things become difficult between the children to the point that Abraham has to send Hagar and Ishmael out to go off by themselves. And they go off and they're wandering in kind of the desert area. They run out of food, they run out of water, and Hagar has to set her child by himself while she goes off and she cries. And we read this beautiful passage in Genesis chapter 21 and verse 17. I'm choosing to read it from the New International Version because I love the way that it reads. It says in verse 15, when the water of the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. And then she went off and she sat down nearby about a bow shot away, for she thought, I cannot watch the boy die. And as she sat nearby, she began to sob. And listen to this verse 17. God heard the boy crying. God heard the boy crying. And that's the image of the God that we serve, the God who is our Father, the God who hears the cries of children. And we heard the cry of this child. He sent his angel to go and to encourage and to lift up Hagar so that she could take care of this child. And it is absolutely my belief, my conviction, there are so many children. I mean, the numbers are just outrageous and they're saddening. There are so many children in our world who are crying without a parent to hear them. And God hears their cries. And it is absolutely my conviction that God calls his church to stand up and hear the cries of his hurting children. And it may seem like absolutely nothing to us because we've got 20 giraffes in our own houses. But to the child that's crying, a giraffe might just be the symbol of hope for a child. And this might be a way that we can hear the cries of children and to step up and give them hope. You see, we sang a song a little bit ago. Because he lives. And it says, how sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy he gives. And I heard those words and I thought, yeah, absolutely, that's true to me. But unfortunately, there are so many newborn babies that have come into this world who've never been held by someone who has felt that sweetness and felt that pride and felt that commitment. And like I said, it is absolutely my conviction that God is calling his church to step up and be the fathers and the mothers for the fatherless and the motherless. To take care of the orphans, because James tells us that that is true and undefiled religion. And to be the people who will stand up and hear these cries. And so when I think about Father's Day, like I said, I used to think about it as a day when I celebrated my dad. And I do celebrate my dad today. But I also think now about my responsibility as a father. And maybe something that I have taken for granted is that I've been taught how to be a good dad. And this may sound prideful, but I think I'm a good dad. And I've been taught how to take care of my children. and maybe something that I took for granted every day growing up. And I really hope that my children get a chance to take this for granted, is that they have a dad that prays for them. What I want to do this morning, I used to not be an emotional guy, and then I had kids, and that just kind of changes everything. What I want to do this morning is I want to spend some time offering prayers for the fatherless. And I want to give these kids the chance to know what it means to have a dad that prays for them. And so I want to begin, and I'll put him on the spot and maybe make it a little bit difficult for him now. I'm going to have my dad come and pray for these children. And so, Dad, if you will.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you love children. And we're so thankful that your son said to allow the little children to come unto him, and he loved children also. And Father, because you've created us in your image, I pray that we have that same love for children that you did and that Jesus did. And you said, let us create man in our own image. Father, we're thankful for the example of love that you've shown us and that Jesus has shown us. And Father, we pray that we will strive every day to move closer towards that mark and live in your image. Father, I am thankful for our fathers, and I'm thankful for my father, and I'm thankful for all the fathers that are here. And Father, we know that there are good, kind people in this world that take on the role of a father for somebody, for kids that may not be their own kids, and we're thankful for them and their love as well. And help us, Father, to especially have a love in our heart for the children that may not have the things that we've had, and help us to be mindful of them. And we're thankful, Father, for this opportunity we have here in our congregation to help in this small way to provide a blessing to children who so desperately need blessings, Father. And help us to look for other ways to be able to help out and reach out to others that so desperately need that. Thankful for our family here, and so thankful for everybody that has heard the call and has answered the call, and for the work that's being done here. But again, today, we're especially thankful for our fathers and for father figures, for people that are being a father to kids that really need that. And just ask you, be with us and bless us in those efforts. And thank you for all of our fathers. And we're especially thankful to have you as our father. And we're thankful for the blessings we have because of you, because of your son. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Yeah, as we close, that's another present for you all. It's actually going to be a little bit shorter today, I think. So jokes and a short sermon. I mean, it's just a good day. I've got some more jokes I can share if we need to fill up some time. But anyway, as we close, I want to challenge us all, not just through stuffed animals, but just to think about ways that we might be able to be a source of hope for the orphans, for those who have been taken out of their homes, for those who have seen situations that we can't even dream about. Because unfortunately, it is a much, much bigger problem in this world than what it ever should have been and what we could ever dream of it being. Like I said, we're on the verge, we're at 90 stuffed animals. Challenge right here, let's hit 100 next week. 10 stuffed animals before next week, but still it's 100 of 600. And he told us they played on seeing 600, and it was a very small percentage, that 600, of how many that they believe actually is existing in the state of West Virginia. These children need for somebody to hear their cries. And so I'm going to close us with prayer. And what I want to do is I'm going to stop at some point in the prayer just for a couple seconds. And what I want to encourage mothers as well, everybody as well, but I'm just a firm believer that children need dads to pray for them. And so I especially want to challenge our dads that are sitting in here today. When I stop for those few seconds, pray for these children. So we're gonna pray, and then afterwards we'll stand together. And if you need to respond to the invitation same as it always is, to put Christ on in baptism, to ask for prayers, whatever it might be, we're here for you. Carson's gonna lead us in a song. So he'll stand to lead us in that song. We'll stand with him after this prayer, but let's close our time in prayer. Matter of fact, let's just go ahead and stand together. Holy Father, you are everything to us. And Father, you have shown us what it means to be a good father. You have shown us what it means to care for your children. You have shown us what it means to care for the children who have nobody else caring for them. You have shown us what it means to hear the cries of your children. And you have called us forth, Father, as your church, to stand up for the orphans. Father, you have called us to take care of your children, to be like your son who would call the children into his midst and set them on his knee and embrace them and bless them. Father, help us to bless these children. And Father, I pray that you will help us not only to find ways of blessing these children, whether it be through stuffed animals, whether it be through praying for them, whether it be through some other avenue that we're just not aware of yet. But Father, I also pray that you will help us to be a force in this world to begin to reverse this tragedy of so many children growing up in fatherless and in motherless homes. And Father, as I look around this room and I see all of these wonderful people, I'm grateful for all the children who have been able to grow up in this church and to know and to take for granted that they have good fathers and good mothers. Father, help us to continue to be those types of parents, but help us to remember that there are children out there who cannot take that for granted. Father, as I pause right now, I pray that you will hear our collective voices. I pray that you will hear these mothers, and I pray that you will hear these fathers praying for your children. Father, we know that you are a good father. We know that you hear these cries. We know that you hear our prayers. And Father, now we pray that you open a door for us. that we can see how we can be a blessing and how we can hear the cries and step in and give hope to these little ones who have not known hope, who have not known love, who have not known the compassion that you offer. Father, we thank you for the family unit, the way that you have created us to fill this world through families, Father. And Father, we pray that you will help us to step in for those who have no families. Father, once again, we thank you for the parents who are here today. I thank you especially, Father, for the fathers who are here today. Pray that you will help us to be your hands and feet in this world, to be able to bless your children. We love you so much, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King, Jesus. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, you can move the mountains. Lord, you are mighty to save. You are mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, you rose and conquered the grave. Yes, you conquered the grave. Amen.
Real quick announcement before we have our closing prayer. It's our understanding that the governor will be announcing this, the end of the mask mandate this afternoon, or has already announced that it would be lifted today. So with that in mind, unless that changes, we will we'll follow that lead and no longer require masks going forward. If you, especially if you're vaccinated and you feel safe to do so, if you want to continue to wear a mask, by all means, go ahead. But it is not; there's no longer a mandate for that. So let's close in prayer. Father God, we're so thankful for this day. We're thankful for this time together. We're thankful for a day where we stop and we recognize the fathers in our lives, the men in our lives that have put us first, that have looked out for our needs, that have imparted their wisdom on us, sometimes in a loving way, sometimes maybe not, but always with the intent to do what's best for us. And Father God, we know that you are ultimately our Father and are the perfect Father to all of us. And we're so thankful that we can call you Father, that we are your children. We're thankful for the love, the wisdom that you provide to us each and every day. And Father, I do want to pray for our kids. I hope that I pray that they can recognize that the discipline and the wisdom and the just the direction that we try to provide them is out of love. It is out of is our responsibility, but it's also out of love, and it's because we care for them. Father, help us to be good parents. Help us to seek your guidance and your wisdom as we raise our children. And ultimately, Father, we just pray that they can see you in us, and that they can recognize that how much we love them. And just help us to seek your wisdom and guidance as we and that they will always that we can model what we're supposed to be as Christians to our children, and that they can ultimately always love and seek you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.